Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers. Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. On Wednesday evenings, a small group of members and friends of Christ Lutheran Church gather around their computers for a Skype Bible study. It is a small but faithful band who have currently been looking at the Psalms. A few weeks ago, we were examining Psalm 33. When we got to verse 20, which reads, "Our soul, wait for the Lord. He is our help and our shield," I tried a little experiment. I jokingly said, "Speaking of waiting, can you guys wait for just a minute as somebody is knocked on the door? I'll be back soon." So I pretended to go away and answer the door while I forced them to wait on me. Upon my return a minute or two later, a couple of them were quite happily chatting away to one another. I asked another man what he had done in my absence. He said he'd checked his emails. And still another joked that in my absence, he made a cup of tea. This led nicely into my next question. While you were waiting for me to return, were you passive or were you active? At first, they seemed a bit puzzled by this question. But as we discussed it, we came to the conclusion that while they were passively waiting for me to return, they actively did other things in the meantime. They had a conversation with one another. They checked their emails, and one even got up and made a cup of tea. Someone quipped, "The answer to your question, were we passive or active, can be answered in that good old Lutheran way. Yes." Wanting to drive the point home a bit further, I asked the men in the group, "What do you do when you are waiting at home for your wife to return?" The response didn't surprise me. "I would do the dishes. I'd vacuum. I'd tidy up. I'd mow the lawn." Yes, we do have a very considerate and domesticated group of men at Christ Church. But they said that this time of waiting actually helped them to focus on what needed to be done around the house so that it would be a happy reunion when their wife got home. We went on to discuss how waiting on the Lord relates to prayer. We may pray that God would cause His church to grow and that more and more people would confess Jesus Christ to be their Savior. This prayer gives focus and clarity to our prayer life, and ultimately we know that it is God through His Holy Spirit who calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth. But as we wait for Him to fulfill His promise, we are also busy living out our vocation in the name of Jesus through the power of His Holy Spirit. We are actively confessing our faith in Jesus to family and friends when opportunities come our way. While we are passively waiting for God to fulfill His word, we are busy speaking His word to one another, emailing words of comfort and support and encouragement to one another, and even making cups of tea for family and friends. The vision of waiting is what also underpinned the understanding of the early church's prayer, "Maranatha, come Lord Jesus." As Christians, we should be eagerly awaiting and anticipating the second coming of Jesus Christ. But this waiting for Christ's return does not mean a lazy, inactive, and lackadaisical existence. By no means. For we are to be ready and actively preparing for His return. Jesus described it this way in Luke chapter 12, starting at verse 35. "Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning. And be like men who are waiting for the Master to come home for the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to Him at once when He comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the Master finds awake when He comes. Truly, I say to you, He will dress Himself for service and have them recline at table, and He will come and serve them. If He comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his home be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. The servants are to be awake, dressed for action, lights lit, ready to open the door and serve the Master. Supplies would have to be checked and topped up, equipment maintained and watch kept. Nothing they could do would hasten the return of their Master as they waited, but they needed to be actively ready for that hour. So it is with us, who await the return of the Son of Man. We wait, but we do so in an actively passive manner. So be dressed in His righteousness, with the light of Christ burning through you, ready to serve your Master by serving others, and waiting eagerly for His return. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that what we have said with our lips, we may believe in our hearts and practice in our lives. And by your mercy, keep us faithful unto the end, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.